Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Metroplex. Thanks for waking up with us. We are live, as always. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt here on your home for America's Team. Who is up? Where are you? And what the heck are you doing? 877-881-1053, truckwreck.com, text line. Choppy, what are the Tolos doing out there?
All right, from the 972, good morning. Headed to the hospital to save lives. From the 817, Tolo
hey,
Brian.
By the way, what a my brother used to do this as an attorney. He thought he had the ultimate flex when he goes, "You just got lawyered. How are you going to top? Where are you going? What do you have to do? I got to save lives."
Yeah.
I got to top that flex.
Yeah, no, there's not really a top of that. That's that's a pretty special one. That's a pretty special one, you know. So you can't really do that one. Another one, work at JPS Hospital, and I care about our patients. A lot of people are out there saying that they work in utility companies around North Texas. They got to be out there. Somebody in Granbury saying it's pretty rough on the country roads.
Yeah.
It is. I'm not even on necessarily country roads. Take me home. But I'm more on country roads than you guys are. They're awful. There's nobody that drives on them to get them worn down. They're pretty, pretty bad. Headed to the gym since our schools are canceled. That's from somebody in Melissa. Headed home. Keep the lights on for thousands of people today. I was an overnight worker.
I saw the police in Argyle yesterday delivering medications to older people who needed their medicine. And I was like, wow, that is fantastic. They deserve a shout out for that. So the Argyle police force is delivering medications. Do you think that your kids will definitely be back in school tomorrow?
They should be. I think they will be. They obviously got canceled today. They got canceled. They canceled school for today around 11, 12 o'clock yesterday. It was pretty early. I imagine they'll be back tomorrow. I think they will be back.
Bobby?
I think my kids will be back. We were kind of surprised they actually called it as early as they did yesterday. We thought that there was a decent chance they would actually make them go to school, but I think definitely tomorrow they should be back. And it's not too bad, even if it slicks up some. They're only about 500 feet from the school where we live. So,
oh, walk, put on the skates, and go ahead and walk. I saw Marty Turco skating yesterday.
Yes.
Doing some puck work out there. Yep. On the roads.
Skating on his street. That was pretty cool. I can't imagine the ice is smooth enough to skate around without fear, but that's why he was a pro. He was a pro, so I'm sure he's pretty good at it.
All right, this is going to be a little Cowboys edition of Star Dartboard. All right, so I have about 7 different darts that Jerry and Steven Jones gave us yesterday, and y'all can go ahead and alternate which dart you want to throw at first. We have draft a quarterback, extend Dak, keep Zeke and Tyron, McCarthy calling the plays. They admitted, I love this answer from Steven Jones. I couldn't believe the transparency that he gave to the reporters in Mobile, Alabama, explaining the differences between Kellen and Mike and negotiating with Odell. These are the different darts that you can throw at the Cowboys star dartboard. Bobby, You get the first dart.
First dart. Let's go with Odell. Let's talk about Odell. When I look at the, let's see what the exact quote was. It's funny. I was talking yesterday with G-Bag when they brought this up.
By the way, not to cause a basic outage here, but since we have two engineers, I do feel very good about this show. If we ever have power issues on the road, Choppy knows what he's doing. And Bobby yesterday fixed G-Bag. Does it sound like Bobby's a lot louder than Choppy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think I am, but... Just boost that up, Chop, or boost that up, Joey. You know, whatever you got to do. It's interesting that Steven yesterday talked about it when they said, "Hey, are you going to revisit these discussions with Odell Beckham? Are you guys going to be in on this?" Steven said, "Oh, absolutely. We brought Odell Beckham Jr. in for a visit. Decided he wasn't ready to play, but that's the way we left it with him. Get ready to play, and then let's revisit. We obviously had interest for a reason." I was hoping this would be dead. I was completely killed. And I joked with G-Bag that I got to find out who asked. I got to find out who on the beat asked this question so I can give them hell for stirring up Odell all over again. Because I'm just tired of it.
It's more important than ever. We're desperate at receiver now. Michael Gallup has two bad legs. He might have a bad head as well. The free agent class is weak. We just missed on drafting a receiver early, it looks like, in Jalen Tolbert. Like, Odell Beckham looks like an absolute necessity around here.
Because, like I said back when we were discussing this in November and December, for me it was... get him now. Like, the premium you're paying is for now. If you can get next year too, great. And if that has to come with it, that's fine. But really what I wanted it for was, like, right now to make a difference with this football team. Because what you're looking at now is you can enter free agency. You will be able, I think, to find more, you know, cost-to-efficiency players than Odell Beckham, whether it be through free agency or the draft. And so I don't love the pursuit nearly as much now. But look, Jerry clearly... we interviewed him, you know, 3 weeks in a row and would hit him like with a dozen questions each time about Odell, answered every single one of them. And I think that what you see is that Jerry had fallen in love with the idea of Odell and a star, and that's going to be tough for them to overcome.
Choppy, do you agree that Odell now is more important than ever?
Well, if you don't draft somebody, then yeah, I mean, he is important. You know, if their goal is to find a wide receiver in the first round, and there'll be one there, like there's enough, I would think, that they could find that they would be happy with. If they do decide to go that route and draft, you know, that's the preferred route for me. I want a younger guy. I want somebody who's cost effective. You know, when you've got expensive players on your team, like CD and Dak. You know, you're going to have to find a way to trim costs somewhere. You're going to have to extend Mike at some point. I mean, you've got a lot of decisions to make. Trayvon Diggs, what are you going to do? You know, to me, keeping costs down is key, and you do that by, you know, hitting on draft picks.
Here's Jerry Jones yesterday being asked if he had any regrets with the approach at receiver last year.
You could say that we probably had too much reliance on what Tolbert could do because we were high on him coming out and thought he could immediately be a factor. We had thought that possibly we could have better results relative to Gallup as far as his rehab and where he is. So I could say that. The other parts of it, the elephant in the room that you're talking about was when I look at the salary that was involved there, over $20 million a year, mm-hmm. and I look at what we got with that salary to help this team mm-hmm. that we wouldn't have been able to have on this team had we kept it. I like what we did.
All right, so missing on Tolbert, Bobby, you're shaking your head.
Because it's a myth. Like, it's a myth that you wouldn't have been able to free up that money. He had essentially no guaranteed money left. And so you could have very easily restructured him, cleared up just as much money as it would have cost to trade him. In fact, I think they could have saved more money with a restructure than a trade. And so, I mean, you absolutely could have freed up a lot of money or done an extension or done something else, some cap trick. to free that money up and still kept Amari Cooper here. There's a lot of things we can say the Cowboys were right about that we were wrong about this season. Amari Cooper's not one of them. They messed that one up. That one will never be good.
Choppy, you get the next dart. Which, by the way, Bobby, this guy's a master at darts. My Lord. He put on a show of that crap hole, the rudder room, when we were forced to go inside that crap hole in Oxnard. He put on a display in front of Clarence Hill and Calvin Watkins. Woo! It was impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I
appreciate it.
I wish I was good. I'm great at these bar games. I wish I was good at something that I could make some money out of.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm not, you know, but pool and beer pong and darts, man, just legit. Elite level, really. Okay.
What about foosball?
I'm terrible at foosball.
I hate that game.
Oh, awful. Awful at foosball. I get so frustrated with it. Okay, so.
And ping pong.
You know, not very good at ping pong either.
That's not a bar game,
I'm
though.
Great. I'm great at ping pong.
Oh, yeah? I think. There we go. That's a show bet.
I can't tell if he's trolling or not.
That's a good point.
I was quiet for the other six things you guys just mentioned. You said ping pong, and I went, yes, I'm good at that. I am good at ping pong, genuinely.
Can you play tennis?
I did some tennis stuff when I was like 10, like took lessons, but I never played outside of that.
All right, Chop, throw the next dart.
Okay, so I think extending Dak is still on the board?
Extending Dak is still on the board. And
let's do it.
That means you have to throw twice. You have to extend Dak and Jerry on drafting a quarterback.
Correct.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Chop.
All right. So, do you want to and will the Cowboys decide that they want to extend? See, this is the thing you need to do. If you are a team, when you have a quarterback that you want on your roster several years down the road that you know is going to be there, that is the number one thing that you need to do is make sure you continue to extend your quarterback. Mm. Now, the question is, do they have confidence in Dak Prescott long-term that he is the guy?
That's the scary question now, right? The smart financial move versus whether you want to stay married. It's smarter financially, right, to stay together, maybe with the joint bank accounts, as Choppy or others who have gone through the process. But do you want to stay together with that person? So this is Jerry. I thought you were going to love what he had to say, RJ, when he said, we should have been drafting a quarterback every year around here, and we're looking to draft one this year.
I'm very strong on Dak. We have in my mind, a unique person, a unique football player, a unique quarterback. We've had times in this past 3 years where we haven't had him. And I like the way that we've adjusted when we had to go without him. But I think this whole thing reflects the upside that I feel in Dak. The fact that we're doing this, Mike's calling the plays, Mike, this has everything to do with the positiveness around Dak. It's building around Dak.
Do you have to do something with his contract this year, this offseason?
I don't. We'll get into that. I don't talk about the nuances of what adjustments are made, but with the cap and those kinds of things, you always want to consider making room.
And RJ, he said that they should have committed to drafting a quarterback every year years ago.
Yeah, now that seems a bit much. Like every year drafted a quarterback, but I get the point. I don't think he's being literal there. But the point remains that, you know, if you take a quarterback, and this team has not taken a lot of quarterbacks in the draft, at least with premium picks. The last first round pick was Troy Aikman. It was the last first round pick they used at quarterback. Only the Saints, who have a longer history of not drafting a first round pick at quarterback. Their last first rounder was Archie Manning.
No.
That was the Saints' last first-round pick. Seattle, Rick Meyer. That was their last first-round pick at quarterback. Now, all three of them hit in a little bit of a lucky way. Russell Wilson, Dak, Romo, and then Drew Brees, you know, coming there. But for the most part, they've done nothing. The question I have is, where do you take a quarterback in the draft that is not too early? Like, if you take a quarterback, if this team right now, takes quarterback in the second or third round, I'm looking at that like, wait a second. We got other things, issues that we got to deal with, and we don't need a quarterback, right? Like, they've got one. Whether you think he's elite or not, doesn't matter. You don't need one today. If you're going to do that, take one in the first round. Take a replacement, but not a third rounder.
Yeah, but I mean, and I think that's more what they're talking about is they wouldn't use higher capital to replenish this or to take a shot. But I don't have any problem.
Now your audio's too low. You were just right. God. You were too hot with the porridge. Then you got it right, and now the porridge is too cold.
How about now, Sean?
Nope.
I think that when you look at the way the quarterback position they've treated it, yeah, they generally go with day three. But, you know, for him to say we should be taking chances on quarterback every year. Okay, well, 2016 you took Dak in the fourth round. 2017 you invested in Cooper Rush as an undrafted free agent. 2018 you drafted Mike White. 2019 you didn't do anything there. But 2020 you drafted Ben DiNucci. 2021 you claimed Will Greer off waivers. So, I mean, it's not been high capital, but they have been at least entertaining. All right, let's throw these darts at the board of trying to get a quarterback in here. And, you know, maybe the dart this year, as David Hellman suggested yesterday, Choppy, maybe the dart this year is Hendon Hooker.
But that's a pretty high dart, though, right? Like, he's going to go in the second round, isn't he?
Probably. But, I mean, you know, there was talk about, and I know Dak had a DUI and things got complicated, but there was talk about Dak going in the second round. You know, there's going to be questions about Hendon Hooker. He's coming off an injury. He's older. You know, he really came on strong at the end of his college career. So there's questions.
Hey, Philadelphia Eagle is in a lot of trouble right before the Super Bowl. And we already know that Tampa Bay right now is out. Are the Packers going to be out? Can we rule out San Francisco with the quarterback news yesterday? Or will Bobby Belt be proven right again? How the rest of the NFC is looking to start off the offseason next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Metroplex. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for being a Tolo. Tom Brady fallout from the retirement yesterday that took over the news cycle. Choppy, Jeff Darlington, who everyone is now turning into the Tom Brady insider, said it was going to be Tampa Bay or retirement. So all this talk about the Raiders and San Francisco, Darlington said it was going to be Tampa Bay or nothing.
Yeah, and what do we make of that? Do we make of that I think for me, it's that he knew Miami was probably going to stick with Tua, and his kids are all on the East Coast. He probably just didn't want to have to do that. When you play in the NFL, exclusive, You don't see your family very much during the regular season. You're pretty much at practice every day or games, and if you don't live in the same city, he's not going to see him. Did he really want to do that? The way last year seemed to go for him with the trauma that everyone's reporting that he was under as a newly divorced dad, middle of October, basically, this thing getting finalized. I'm not sure he wanted to go down that road. So it appears it was either Tampa or bust, and either he chose bust or they chose it for him, but bust happened.
I just don't understand what the problem with Tampa was. Like, all we kept hearing from within Tampa, Tom's out. And Tom would just say, I love Tampa. I love. We couldn't figure out differing stories on his relationship with Arians. The Byron Leftwich thing was really weird. Byron Leftwich looked like the next chosen one. Now all of a sudden, you know, he's not even getting offensive coordinator looks. You have your receivers there in Edwards and Godwin. You have a good defense. You're in a bad division. You're in Tampa, Florida. What was the problem? The only other theory I heard from Michael Lombardi, who is a New England homer, is that Tom is a creature of habit, just wanting to be in that system. And the system is in Vegas, right, with Josh McDaniels. Well, yesterday, Dan Patrick reported Josh McDaniels and the Raiders much more in and interested in Jimmy Garoppolo than they were Tom Brady, Bobby.
We mentioned that yesterday. Like, would that be the coupling that might work a little bit better? And, I mean, yesterday Shanahan talked about Shanahan and Lynch. He's like, Shanahan said, I don't see any scenario where Jimmy Garoppolo would be back here next year. And so Jimmy's out in San Francisco. That's done. It's going to be Trey Lance and Brock Purdy.
By the way, how can that be? How can Kyle Shanahan say that yesterday when all of the quarterbacks are have been flown out to medical rescue, and he's like, there's no way that Garoppolo could be back? This is Dan Patrick yesterday with a doctor on talking about Brock Purdy's injury.
I mean, looking at the hit, looking at his absolute inability to throw the ball, it looks to me like he needs surgery. He needs Tommy John surgery. And, you know, it generally is a year. You know, I mean, Steven Strasburg came back in a year in baseball. We had Jake Delhomme came back in just over a year, actually. He was hurt in week three and then came back the following season, had probably his best year after he had Tommy John. So it's not that I don't think he'll be able to come back and play well. It's just that it may completely make next season not an option.
You talk to any baseball player who has had a torn UCL, which is the Tommy John basically injury, the most you could do is lob the ball. And that's all Brock Purdy could do. He could lob the ball. It's the most you can do. It hurts to zip your fly. It hurts to do everything. Hurts to pee, to hold your, you know what, and pee. So I have no doubt that this is probably true. Like, you know, the doctor was seeing how he was reacting, his ability to throw, and he was like, yeah, this guy probably needs major reconstruction. And if you need the reconstruction, it's basically a full year. So he's probably out. He's probably out for this season. Wouldn't it be odd if the Niners and Raiders just swapped quarterbacks?
Oh, gosh. That would, yeah.
Wait, Carr to San Francisco?
I mean, they need one. And
they
then
is Trey Lance out? You got to figure out what you have in Trey Lance now by default.
I agree you do.
So Trey Lance is supposed to be back in time for training camp. Yesterday when Shanahan and Lynch were talking at their end-of-the-year press conference, it's nice that the GM will do an end-of-the-year press conference. he said Shanahan had said that once 3 months is over, in terms of this, the way that they're rehabbing this injury, which they are saying they don't believe he needs Tommy John, but they said once 3 months is over, they start the rehab of just building the arm back slowly, and by 6 months, it's built back. And Shanahan said he started to ask questions like, hey, do we have to ease him in, blah, blah, blah. They said, no, the buildup's been from 3 to 6 months, and at 6 months, he's the same dude and full go. That was the encouraging part that I heard. So they believe he'll be back by beginning of August.
So, Choppy, you're terrified that Derek Carr could be a 49er.
Well, I mean, his previous 3 years of this one, he was top 10, top 12 in top 10 in CPOE, which is completion percentage over expectation, and then top 12 every year in adjusted net yards per attempt, which is a really, really good stat. He is probably in that range. He's probably in that, you know, 9 to 14 range of quarterbacks, probably a little bit higher than 14. But he this was obviously his worst year. I don't know that he understood the Patriots system at all. Reggie Wayne went there 1 year and he goes, man, I don't understand what the hell they're trying to do out here. I can't figure out these routes at all. Maybe it was just too confusing for him. I have no idea. Maybe it was. I don't know what Kyle Shanahan's system is compared to that one. I know the Patriots have used that Earhart Perkins scheme or whatever the hell they call it for decades. That's a Bill. That's a Parcells scheme. It was a Belichick one. That's one they used. Man, if that, he's an upgrade over Jimmy for dang sure. I believe that would make them, I think, a viable player. And if I'm Josh McDaniels, I want somebody who gets what I'm trying to do. I think
and
it makes
Bobby,
sense.
Bobby, the million-dollar question then. By the way, Devontae Adams did and asked me anything yesterday, and someone said, which neighborhood is Aaron Rodgers moving to? And he said, mine. So that blew up on social media as Devontae said that on Twitter. Now, Bobby, you are probably your number one. It's your only one. So, yeah, it's your number one brag on this show. Your number one win is Brock Purdy. And it doesn't matter who the San Francisco quarterback is. Does that still apply for this upcoming season? Whether it's Lance, whether it's Jimmy, whether it's Purdy throwing left-handed, it won't matter. San Francisco will still be a top two or three team in the NFC.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to an extent, right? Like, so if you're Josh Johnson and you're just terrible, like you're not going to be able to function in there. One of the questions that still remains about Trey Lance and what he does is that he's got a different skill set. He's a running quarterback. He's somebody who can, you know, threaten with his legs as well as his arm. He's got a big arm. He's very raw. But they were trying to do different things with Trey Lance than they had been doing in San Francisco since he had been there. So I think if you just look at the general, like, this is Shanahan's system, all you really need to be is an accurate quarterback with a little bit of mobility who's not going to make some mistakes. So if you can be that, if Derek Carr can be that, if Jimmy Garoppolo can be that, if Brock Purdy can be that, they can have success. The question about accuracy is an interesting one on Carr because, as Choppy mentioned there, up until last year, he had been very accurate. His completion percentage over expectation, he was negative this year. I believe he was -2, which means basically that he was two percentage points worse than what would have been expected for him to be. And he was typically a guy that was in the positive there. The last 4 years coming into this year, his completion percentage was 68%. This past year, it nosedived to 60%. It hadn't been that low since his rookie year. And so something was off, and it was tough to just figure out. And so the question is, okay, is this a system thing like Chop brings up and that he's having trouble with that, or has he started a decline, an aggressive decline that you'd be investing in? So as long as there's accuracy and you're limiting mistakes, I think a quarterback can succeed with San Francisco.
Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills indicted on rape and kidnapping charges yesterday. Both first-degree felonies. Per the release, Sills engaged in sexual activity that was not consensual and held a victim against her will in December of 2019. So this is really, really ugly in terms of the details. But Josh Sills, I don't know how much time he's going to get, but he will not be participating for the Philadelphia Eagles, it appears, in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. He attended West Virginia from 2016 to 2019, transferred to Oklahoma State, appeared in one game for Philly this year in October. So she said that they were in a car and he kept her in there, forced her to do certain things. She has bruising in different areas and Josh Sills in a lot of trouble. So that is a note before the big game in Arizona.
Like, what is wrong with people? Like, I every time I see stories that are like, not even like this, not even to this level, I'm like, what's the matter with people? Like, what's going on here? Like, this is like disturbing. Yeah, get him out of here. He's on the commissioner's exempt list. He won't even be a part of it. He was never really even a player anyway.
Yeah,
get him out of here.
And obviously, like as Chop always says, you got to go through the legal process, but it certainly doesn't look good. It's a bad sign. I actually met him and talked with him a little bit last year because when he was coming out for the draft, like I get to know draft prospects and stuff like that. We follow each other on Twitter. Should I DM him on Twitter? Ask him what's going on?
No, it's
no,
okay.
Don't ask him. Okay. No, he. I mean, he seemed like a nice guy, but I would guess that a lot of people who you know get convicted of those things often seem that way on the surface. So it's an awful story, and hopefully there's a good resolution here for justice.
877-881-1053 is the truckwreck.com text line to hit us up here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. We got JoJo running things in place of Pepe. We got Ryan running the fan cam, and Brian Broadus will be on the show tomorrow. Bet payoff from the G-Bag Nation. Broadus has to do every show for every hour.
Oh.
My Lord. So 5:30 in studio, he will be ready to go with us. Today we have Michael Irvin, the playmaker, at 8:20, and DeMarcus Ware at 9 o'clock. RJ Choppies. Oh, nice job.
Very good, Joey.
Nice job, Joey. We got the real hockey expert, Joey, in the station running things this morning. DeMarcus Ware at 9 a.m. here on The Fan. All right. If you're in Choppy's neighborhood, you may end up in the hospital because of the ice and the snow outside. Give us an update on where you are and what you're doing next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Thanks for waking up with us. Let us know where you are and what you're doing out there. Hopefully you're toloing. In order to hook you up and say thank you, we have another Brooks and Dunn ticket giveaway during the 7 a.m. Expressway. Sean Treif in East Dallas, RJ Chopp in Roanoke, and Bobby Belt in Flower Mound. Here on your home of America's team, the playmaker Michael Irvin will join us at 8:20 and DeMarcus Ware at 9 a.m. I just feel so bad. I feel so bad for the Belt children, Choppy. His lovely daughter just appeared on the fan cam in the commercial break, and I was like, happy birthday, happy belated birthday. She said, thanks. I said, what did Dad get you for a gift? And I saw Bobby like freeze up a little bit, and she goes, nothing. And I was like, dang, what? And Bobby said, oh, no, we have a birthday party still. You know, we had the snow and the ice. I said, I didn't say it because I don't want to continue to shatter her heart into a million pieces. But I said, does that stop you from getting a gift on the birthday? Don't you have a give a gift on the day? Oh, can't hear Bobby. Perfect.
Right. No, I'm here. She opened gifts on her birthday. And she's going to have the party where she still has to open gifts. That's where she's going to get the gift from us. Okay. Now if you want, so I'm all about like getting her set up and go, but it's just, she opened like five things already on her birthday from other people. The thing that I'm going to give her will be opened at her birthday party, which is ahead of Fan Bowl, which all of you should come out to Revolver Brewing and Texas Live and come see us at Fan Bowl to watch me take Sean's money on the paper football field.
So wait, her party is before or after Fan Bowl?
Before.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yep. So it's like Saturday. It's like Saturday at 11. So I'll be like rolling in. I'll go from her party to Fan Bowl.
So just as a side here, you have purchased her gift, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
She refused to give it to her.
She opened the other gifts from other people on the birthday. She's getting y'all's gifts on the birthday party Saturday.
Right.
Okay. Right. Very nice. And they listen. My Lord. He's like, go back to sleep. Try to go back to sleep. She's like, boom, gone. See you later. How are your kids doing during all this, all the snowmageddon being trapped inside?
So they had some friends over. Boy, my days are running together here. I guess
My wife is totally, I mean, she's lost. She has no idea. She's pouring milk with orange juice. She's screwing up his meals. She has no idea what year it is. She has no clue. None.
Yeah, so they had some friends over on Tuesday, I guess. And then all they've done over the last, beyond that, is call me up and ask me a very important question. Can I buy Stubbs? Can I get Robux? Can I get this or that? And I'm like, you know, you live with your mother. You can ask her. You can ask her if you get these things. She'll yell at us. I'm like, okay, so just come to me.
Yep.
Of course. So of course I say yes, but I do make them. I'm saying I'll split it with you. I'll split the cost with you. So they owe me. They got a tab. My oldest one owes me like $240.
Oh God. Well, that'll be real. That'll be as useless as Bobby's birthday present to his girl. They're running a tab. You got to get the payment on site. You got to get the Venmo sent immediately. You're not going to collect that.
I'll cut the cash, baby. I am. I'm going right over his. I'm going to walk into his bedroom. I'm going to go into his wallet. I'm going to take that cash right out of there.
He got $240 in his wallet?
Yeah, more than that.
In his wallet?
He just keeps hoarding it. I'm like, you know, they have banks. You
got
some interest out of here.
He got a Costanza wallet.
So did you, when you say he owes you $240, that tab, is that included the $100 he lost you on the bet about the Buccaneers-Cowboys game?
That's a different child. So I got money coming in all over the place.
My
other kid
gosh,
owes me $100. So the older one, he wanted to buy. He goes, can I get some weights? I want to buy some weights. And I'm like, damn right. You're like following in daddy's footsteps. And I said, you know, they have them for free at your school. That's what I said. They've got them for free. Like go in the weight room and knock out a few reps instead of, you know, skip a lunch. Skip recess. Skip this. Skip study hall. Skip English. I don't care. Go in there and do some deads. And he goes, well, they don't want us to use it unsupervised. So I'm like, okay, I'll buy some weights. You're going to pay for them, but I'll order them. Every day he asked me, when will they be here? I literally texted him the tracking information. Like every day he asked, I said, they'll be here the 6th or the 10th. You'll get them. They'll be fine.
All right, give us the weather updates, where you are, what you're doing, 877-881-1053 on the chartwreck.com text line. Bobby, you let us know what the Tolos are saying, and Choppy, you let us know why your neighborhood is in the emergency room.
Well, my neighborhood is in the emergency room because, and it's going to affect us all, Sean, not you, but it's going to affect every single one of the neighborhood people. One of the wives went outside yesterday. Don't know why. Maybe her trash. So our trash didn't get picked up on Monday, and we all had to go and take the trash down to the end of the street. And I think what had happened was she got to do that, and she slipped, and she broke her ankle. She has a broken ankle. She went to the hospital. Broken ankle in a cast. Mm. Went to the hospital, and this is going to affect us all because this is the wife of the president of the HOA. And you know he is going to dip his hand, his grummy little paws, into that HOA coffer and pay for her hospital bills. All right? We all got billed. It was $700 this year for our HOA. There's 130 homes in this neighborhood, and we don't have a pool. We don't have a gate. Where's this money going? There's 85. There's 100 grand every year into this coffer. Where's it going?
130 homes?
130 homes at $700 a pop, and we don't have a pool. We got a splash pad that's only open for like 7 weeks. So,
yep. I thought you were launching an investigation. I thought you were running for HOA president. What happened?
I didn't have the votes.
You didn't have the votes.
I went. This guy went door to door. It was a scheme against me. You know, what happened was I was in the lead, and then at 2 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden, I lost all these votes.
Sounds a little fishy. Sounds very fishy.
It's my office. It's my office. Taking it back. Just you wait and see, folks. Just you wait and see.
What was your HOA platform again? You were going to build. You were building a wall.
I was going to build a pool, and we were going to make the other neighborhood pay for it.
That did not end up working. I thought her ankle may have been a Pelosi incident. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man, that was a frightening video.
Man, that was a crazy video.
Yes.
Crazy. But the boss is probably up, so we'll move on. 877-881-1053. So she is in the hospital with the broken ankle. Bobby, what's the Tola report out there? What's everyone doing?
Yeah, let's take a look at the fan. We'll look at the YouTube and the Twitch first. We've got Dak for MVP. Great name. Love the name. Says, finishing my last hour at work, ready to start the weekend off. On the Twitch, we have Andy Tieford, 1075, said, working at home. Luckily, it's a balmy 42 here in Corpus. Listening all the way from Corpus Christi. And then on the fan text, we've got a couple different ones. 817, going to work for the Fort Worth Water Department. God bless you. Let's see here. 972, I'm in Mansfield. No one told me that we weren't coming in today. So now driving back to Fort Worth. Love that. Love when you do that. And 817, driving for Lyft this morning. Toloing in all morning, of course. Major roads are wet, patchy, slushy, and neighborhoods are very icy. Riders love the show.
Has anyone... ever, I mean, not ever. Has anyone during these past few days tried to see what a delivery time or estimate would be?
I have not. I don't think, you know, I've never ordered delivery during a snowstorm. I always felt a little bit bad about that, you know? I've always felt a little bit bad about doing that. Oh. Even though I assume they're doing this on their own. Like, I wouldn't order necessarily, like Uber Eats I would do, because you have to, like, sign in to do that. Like, you want to be out there. But, no, I have not. Have you?
No.
I will order.
I checked the other year during the ice storm, and it just got canceled. I waited, like, 30 minutes. I think it was a Burger King order. They were the only place open down the street, and eventually it just got canceled. So they weren't in operation anyway. Did you try it, Bobby?
I didn't order anything. I haven't tried or looked because obviously I'm on soda. I don't even want the temptation of fast food delivery right now. But it's I typically, you're right, Chop. I'll do Grubhub or Uber Eats or one of those because those people are obviously opting in to work. They're choosing to work. And then because they are driving on the ice, I try to hazard pay. So typically if it's like just normal, I try and like make sure I'm tipping like $50 for them to come deliver it. But
Joey, are your parents cooking during this? You got the crock pot going, or have they ordered any delivery?
We've been cooking mainly. I'm big into those salad bags, by the way, from like Walmart, like the Caesar bags. Yeah. So I usually have those stockpiled around. My dad has been growing a little bit. He made some steaks the other night, some baked potatoes. He's been getting after it. I had wings the other night.
Wait a second. Your dad, did he go outside to grill these steaks?
Yeah, we have like a little, I guess like it's a cabana type area.
So
he went out there and did his thing.
How are these producers just making so much more money than us and living so much better than us?
Yeah,
I think it's the producers' fault, parents, mom, and dads.
Yeah. No, those salad bags are amazing, but they may be absolutely horrific for you. They're like so misleading with the Caesar and the crouton, but God, those Caesar salad packs are—they're so good. Bobby, take us to the basketball court. What's going on? What's going on with youth mischief out there with the Hoopers?
Yeah, which would you rather like to hear first, Sean? Would you rather like to hear the fed up PA announcer or the adult junior varsity basketball player?
Let's go with the fed up PA guy.
Okay, so Joey, I know you have this audio, so we'll play this here in a second. But an announcer at a Warhawk Invitational in Germantown, Wisconsin over the weekend was fed up at the end of the game. It was a close game between Brookfield Central and Cedarburg, a one-point victory for Cedarburg. And there was a lot of chirping in the crowd in the last minute about officiating calls. And this PA announcer, when the buzzer ended, decided to make an announcement and tell everybody how fed up he was with it.
I would like to take this opportunity to remind all fans, and I should have done this a lot earlier, shut up. The WIAA is always looking for officials, and since you do such a good job from the stands, get on the floor, wear a striped shirt, and do it yourselves.
Well.
I applaud
it. Right. I love it.
I applaud that, man. I've always said this. You got to be a sick individual who I respect to ever, in any level, go into officiating or refereeing. The worst job by far. It can't even be close. I don't care whether it's the National Football League. I don't care whether it's the YMCA or Little League. Awful. Why would you ever want to subject yourself to that type of punishment?
Totally agree. Not a chance I would
torture.
Do this.
Now, everyone
this
hates
as
you.
As a kid, you know, like when I was like 16, I umpired like Little League games. But, you know, these were like rec league games. The parents in rec league weren't getting on them like they are now. The parents I don't think were nearly as bad. Today's parents with video cameras and these select ball, dude, not a chance.
They let you umpire at 6?
16.
Oh, 16. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, not at 6. They shouldn't even have let me at 16.
And did they get on you, parents?
Occasionally, more so coaches, but yeah, I mean every now and then. And I just looked over there and I was like, okay, I had a totally I wasn't throwing anybody out. I never threw anybody out of the game. But I was a solid umpire.
What was your go-to strike call or strikeout call?
Oh, I was too cool for school, man. It was strike.
Oh God.
Right.
That was well before you wanted to make everything about yourself those days.
No, I still did. I just didn't do it.
Steven Jones with an amazing answer, I thought. I feel better about the Kellen to McCarthy transition as Steven Jones tells us the disagreements between McCarthy and Kellen, and they want to keep Zeke and Tyron. Headlines, along with Michael Irvin and DeMarcus Ware. Headlines next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.